My next speaker is Ethiopia.
Thank you, Chairperson, for the chance. Excellencies, invited guests, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, let me take this opportunity to thank FAO and the Secretariat for making this the state of food and agriculture, with a particular emphasis on integrated water resource management, as an agenda on which we have to share our views. Chairperson, for my country, Ethiopia, agriculture is the base for economy that provides 80% of employment to our population, 70% of the export, 33% proportion in national gross domestic product, and 70% input for agro-processing, for which water, either in the form of rain or irrigation, is very essential. Ethiopia recognizes that water is a foundational component of agri-food system that is facing increased challenges, and water scarcity have resulted in repeat drought, which has caused a heavy loss in the livelihoods of our people, especially in the land, in the lowland areas. Chairperson, we do not only agree, but particularly encounter the impacts of drought and floods that undermine our efforts towards achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. We would like to also recognize that agriculture is increasingly required to make its case for its share of water, to ensure food security and nutrition, for mitigating and adapting to floods, and for addressing agriculture-induced water pollution. It is highly alarming to know that more than 3 billion people living in agricultural areas with very high or high levels of water shortage or water scarcity. Some 1.81 billion people are directly exposed to floods, which pose a significant risk to lives and livelihoods. The impact of climate change are expected to worsen this picture, with repercussions for agricultural food system, the planet, human health and well-being around the world. We do agree that the key to all these intangible challenges is integrated water resource management that contributes to inclusive and effective water governance. Chairperson, toward this end, Ethiopia has initiated climate resilient green economy strategy, which focuses on soil and water conservation, green legacy, in which we have planted over 25 million seedlings over the last 4 years, and planning to do the same and to reaching 50 million over the coming years. And integrated water management to facilitate continuous supply of water for drinking and agriculture in the form of irrigation, while still working on reduction of flood by managing our watersheds. We have got an impressive result in doubling the production of wheat by using irrigation, which is an indication that if we work hard and manage and use our natural resources, we'll be able to ensure our food security in shorter time. We have also got impressive result in the areas of fruit and vegetables, and working our level best in dairy, poultry, and honey production. As the amount of natural resource degradation in Ethiopia is enormous, it will take some more years to fully cover our hills with green vegetation to reduce flood and protect our soil from erosion, and at the same token, capture and conserve the moisture that could be used for multiple uses. We will continue to do so by employing new innovation in collaboration with FAO, IFAD, WFP, World Bank, and other partners to further implement our climate resilient green economy strategy and improve our agriculture systems so that it can contribute to our food and nutrition security. Finally, Chairperson, let me also use this opportunity to thank our partners who have supported us both financially and technically, to develop and implement our climate resilient green economy strategy. Let me also reassure that Ethiopia will continue to work with FAO as it has been doing before. And let me also once again congratulate Dr. Kyudong-ju for his re-election as the Director General of FAO. Thank you very much.